98.9 Kiss FM, playing the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it is Drew and Casey, and she's back.
She's back from summer vacation.
She's been traveling all over the world, and we've missed her quite a bit, Sunita Sitara.
Hi, Sunita!
We missed you.
I missed you.
So we spent some time in Portland, Vancouver, everywhere in between.
I drove.
Yeah, of course you drive everywhere. That's what we love about you.
Did you really? I didn't know you drove.
Oh, yes. Ugh. Yes. You know what I'm going to do next year?
Fly?
No.
No. She's got that fuzzbuster and everything. She's not going to fly.
Don't tell anyone about the fuzzbuster.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah, let's keep that a secret.
What is the name of your car?
Spitfire.
Her car is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
You know, my car is Muffy, too.
Muffy, yes.
too, and Spitfire need to become friends.
Yes,
because
I think they would
those
like
girls
each
would
other.
Have fun. Yeah.
Yes, they would.
Your cars don't invite my type of cars to
I'm
the party.
Sorry. I'm
no.
sorry. No.
Your snooty cars don't invite my kind around.
No, I'm sorry. It has to be a certain kind of car. It has to be a certain kind of girl. I'm sorry.
Because your car's a boy.
Yeah.
It's too rugged.
Yeah.
Who invited that car?
Well, numerology.
Yes.
What is it, to explain it to somebody that maybe is new to this?
It's new to this. Well, every letter in the alphabet has a numeric value. And then you add them all up and bring it down to its single digit. And every number has positive and negative qualities. And it depends on you to vibrate to the positive. And I'm here to navigate that for you.
So you're going to take some calls right now.
Yes.
And just by the person's name and their birthday,
right.
you'll be able to tell them what number they are
yes.
or in what year they are.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We'll just do whatever everybody wants to do. You know,
whether it's career or love.
Anything they've got
anything,
questions about.
Yeah, I can answer everything.
But we one question per person.
Right.
That's all. Because obviously we've all got a lot of questions.
Right.
So maybe pick out the most important one. And Sunita Sitara will help you out with that.
Okay, 460-9899, *989. It's free if you have an AT&T wireless phone. We know that time is limited and Sunita's not on that long, but your website is up.
Yes, it is. Yes.
SunitaSitara.com.
Yes.
And you can email her. If you say that you heard it on our show, you'll
on
do the
show.
Reading for free.
I will do it. Yeah, just let me know that you did hear me on Kiss FM. And, you know, my website gets so many hits when I'm on here.
Aww.
Yeah.
Our people
awesome.
Love you. That's why.
Thank you.
They do love you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to Sunita, our numerologist, give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 Kiss FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today, 98.9 Kiss FM, Drew and Casey. We've got Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, in studio this afternoon. And she's taking your phone calls today. If you've got any questions on maybe what type of number you are, what type of personality you are, or any questions on career, what a good career path would be for your personality or love life.
This time of the year, people are going back to school, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
It would be a good, this is a good time to find out what you are best suited for.
And she could just tell you a little bit about yourself just by giving her name. She can tell you what kind of person you are and where you fall in the numerology area.
Yes.
Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have any specific question for Sunita or just in general?
Kind of in general,
okay.
maybe my like career and relationship things. Like
okay,
that.
Well, I can definitely, hi Ashley, I can definitely tell you a little bit about your personality and what you would be good at. You are like a dreamer. I think your head is in the clouds all the time. So you require quite a bit of alone time and you can be shy, but you're also really intuitive. And have you ever thought of becoming a doctor?
That's actually really funny. I'm a physician assistant.
No way! Damn!
Wow!
Rack up another one on the Sunita side.
Hey! I wish you, Ashley, that you would become a doctor. You just have it just naturally inside of you. You know, you would be such a great doctor. You've got the analytical mind there. You've got the spiritual aspect. I bet you can walk into a room and you know what's wrong with the patient. So go back to school.
Yeah, have you ever thought about going past and going to be a doctor instead of an assistant?
You actually would would have to redo everything, so no, not really. I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's great.
What number is she, by the way?
She's a 7.
Okay, you're a 7, Ashley.
Yeah, so you are intuitive. Were you scientific in college?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sciences are they're a very strong suit in your life. But at the same time, she is attracted to the metaphysical. Sometimes she takes it, and sometimes she thinks maybe that's just
a bunch of hooey?
A bunch of hooey.
I'm divided. What can I say?
I know you are divided. Now, the only word of caution I would send out there is sometimes 7s have issues with addictions.
Addictions?
Yeah, like maybe...
Explains my chocolate addiction.
Yeah.
It's all making sense.
At least it's just chocolate. You know,
yeah,
it could be worse.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. Well, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of want to be a 7 now.
I know. Sunita's never told me I should be a doctor.
You are doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're doing great. Do you have any specific question for Sunita or just general?
Probably career, job orientation type thing.
Okay, that's really great. Now, Carrie, you are a creative person, so I hope. But you're a flirty girl. Hey now, that's right.
Yes,
I knew that. You would be very good as an interior decorator. Have you thought of doing that?
I have not.
Okay, that would be awesome if you did something like that. You can be an artist. You can write. You can paint. You can draw. You like to be around people. Sometimes you do procrastinate, so just watch out for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you have the tendency to worry. So that's another thing. You know, worry is out of your control. I mean, it doesn't make it better when you worry, right?
Right.
So, yeah, are you going to school right now?
No, I actually have been a teacher for 12 years.
Okay.
And due to the economy, I got displaced from my school, and I'm actually waiting to hear about a job this week.
Okay.
So I am very worried and stressed out right now to see where I'm going to be.
Okay, please don't worry, because that is not, so you just have to take my word for it.
Okay.
You are just an amazing person because of the way that your numbers fall. You're independent. I bet you were a very creative teacher. So maybe, you know, you really could go into being like a... I think it'd be great if she did some kind of like art therapy,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
okay.
you
maybe
would be fantastic. Art teacher would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So good
Excellent.
Luck. Yeah.
What numbers, Carrie?
She's a 3. She's
You're
like
three.
Me. Yes, I like her. She's a 3. Like
You're both 3s.
We're both 3s.
Well, Carrie, good luck on that job
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We
Thank
that
you so much.
Through.
It's
Thank
all
going to
work out.
Yes, it is.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We've got time for a few more calls with Sunita. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. *989 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it is Drew and Casey, and we've got Sunita Sitara in studio with us today. If you're not able to get through, which we understand, we know that the lines fill up pretty fast when Sunita's in, sunitasitara.com is her website. We also have a link on our website at 989kissfm.com. Are you ready for some more calls?
Yes, I sure am.
We're going to go
Bring
to
them on.
Maudie first.
Okay.
Hi, Maudie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing okay today. Now, Sunita has your date of birth, and she has your name spelling, and you had a question about love.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what exactly did you want to know, Marty?
I just want to know when it's going to happen, if it's ever going to happen.
Oh.
It'll happen.
Again.
Okay. Well, numerology doesn't predict the future, but what I can tell you is the year that you're in, this year you're in a 7 year, so I can understand that next year you'll go into an 8 year, 2012 you'll go into a 9 year. And then it's really, I mean, a good relationship most likely will come into your life in the next 4 or 5 years. I know you don't like hearing that, but maybe you need to get ready for it. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So okay. What does 7 year mean? What does she get ready to do this year?
7 year is just really basically an introspective year. Figure out who you are and why you do the things the way you do them. And your expression is a 3, which you're a creative person, but I kind of have a feeling that you maybe procrastinate a little bit. Do you?
Do you think
definitely.
So?
Oh. Okay.
He definitely.
So maybe what would be a good... I mean, if you were going to go ahead and go online or find somebody, that would work in this year. Just kind of be careful that you don't want to attract love in your 9 year, which is going to be 2 years from now.
Now, what is 8 year going to do next year?
Eight year will be, it's a great year for finances. You know, it either brings in a lot of money or you have issues with money. And, you know, like we've talked about, every number has positive and negative qualities. So the negative of the 8 would be that you're squandering money.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
We don't want that.
So you want to be the one making more money.
So
that's right.
As her as a dreamer, who would be a good love match for her? Maybe somebody that's more
well, another three business-like. Would, another three would be really great as a love match. Four would not be, four is not a compatible fit. And then, you know, a six is a natural fit or a compatible fit. So is a seven, is a, amazingly enough, another seven whose first name comes to a seven would be a very compatible fit because they would have that aspect of spirituality common between the two of them.
All right.
Well, hopefully that helped, Maudie.
Good luck, Maudie.
Good luck
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
It is hard, though, to say something that specific. But
right.
Hi, Susie. You need help with your career? Susie, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay.
How are you doing, Susie?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing really well. Thank you so much. You are, you know, the wonderful thing about you is that you are a very sensitive and a cooperative and loving person. So what kind of profession are you in right now?
I am a nurse.
Oh,
oh, well, another nurse.
Like good,
my goodness.
You know, I was just getting ready to say that you need to be in the medical profession. I don't know. We must be just attracting all those
good-looking
doctors and good-looking nurses.
With all the nurses that we have listening, we should be able to get in anywhere.
That's
like
right.
With no appointment.
That's right.
Right.
But you are, I mean, you're in the right profession. And as a mate, you are a very, very loving and kind person. So are you engaged or married or with someone?
I am married.
Okay. I bet your husband, tell him from me that he better appreciate you.
Oh. Do you want us
he
to
does.
Make a tape of this?
Yeah.
We can actually send this to you, and then you can just play it for him.
And just play it for him every so often. Sunita says, I mean, he needs to be kissing the ground you walk on.
That's right.
Oh, my. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're in the right field then, Susie. Keep up the All good work.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So SunitaSatara.com is her website. Of course, you can find her on our website at 98.9KISSFM.com. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Sunita.
Thank you.
You
it
always
was
brighten
fun.
Our day when you come in here.
Well, I'm so happy I can do that.
You do.
That's true,
Thank
Casey,
you.
On KISS FM.
First traffic on 98.9 KISS FM.
Good afternoon. There are a couple of accidents working on the interstates. I-240 eastbound at I-35. And I-40 eastbound at Choctaw Road. First traffic brought to you by Fowler Volkswagen. The wait is finally over. Introducing Fowler Volkswagen of Norman, Oklahoma's premier dealership with the state's largest selections of Volkswagens and backed by the most trusted name in the business. Fowler Volkswagen on the mile of cars in Norman. Buckle up and be safe. That's First Traffic, and I'm Carissa Calculus.
Coming up on Drew and Casey 2 on 98.9 KISS FM.
Our afternoon audio is next. Jimmy Fallon was on America's Got Talent last night doing a game he likes to call Rapid Fire Impressions. And I'll tell you what, he is absolutely amazing and cracked the whole crowd up. We'll play a little bit of it next on KISS. So is it me or does it seem like as a society, we wait for